blessings of life. This is the last class, 9-4, the 36th encounter, the number 9, the number of completion, the balance of the heavenly fields brought into manifestation in the One. Now we're coming to a sweet parting, but we will not be separated. Even though our bodies may be miles apart, in our hearts and in our spirits, we will be one. My final instructions. You are a master. Know this, live this. You are now realized and expanding in that realization and illumination as a master unfolding. First, we must come as one. Now all of the things that you've been looking at as separate, you must see as a wholeness. All the teachings, all the powers, all the experiences you've had is a wholeness, a oneness. No one is any more important than the other, but they all make up the whole. The sum parts make up the whole. And the whole make up all the parts. There are no separations. There is no separation. So we come as one, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Second, we come with an open heart. We come as one with an open heart. Our hearts are open now. We can let all experience happen to us. For we are the masters of our response. We are the masters of our mind, of our destiny, of our soul's power, of the spiritual power that God has given you to master and bring forth as your mission here on earth. To give to your family, to give to your loved ones, to give to those you come in contact with daily with an open heart. An open heart. An open heart can be filled. An empty heart is a lonely place. But an open heart filled with God's love and light has power to heal and uplift everywhere you go. Let your heart light shine. Let your heart be a radiant beacon of love and truth and wisdom, purity and perfection. Ready to receive and give. Always ready to receive the power of God and give that power immediately. Receive and give. Not receive, wait a while, and then give. Receive and give. It's one movement. As you receive, so shall you give. As you receive, so shall you give. Give out now those talents, your time, your abilities, your mind, your emotions to God's work upon the earth. God in you. Maybe you must do the job you're doing. Do it in God consciousness, for God's sake. And it will be a blessing to your life. It will be an upliftment to all those around you. You know, once my grandmother told me, she says, never do anything that you don't like. First of all, you'll make everyone miserable if you do. Second, you'll take it from somebody that really wants to do that job. Third, you yourself will be miserable. So don't do anything that you don't really have your heart into. Always have your heart open, ready to receive God's love and power. Coming as one, a unity within yourself, with an open heart, ready to receive and give. This is a secret to power that we are sharing. Accepting all things. Don't let one person from your heart. Don't let one thing in creation from your heart. Know all things in God. Know all things in God. The illusion will pass. Reality will manifest within the consciousness and the mind. You will know the difference between the real and the unreal, the truth and the untruth, the darkness and the light. You will stand in the supreme consciousness of God. Ready to move and live and have your being in that God-conscious awareness. Powers of light powers of God, Christ's Spirit, the masters and holy beings from all times, all religions. This is your heritage. This is your spiritual lineage. All masters, saints, and holy beings from the beginning of time to the present. We serve but one God. This is who we represent. The oneness. The oneness. The Hawaiians call it the Poia Makua. The association of higher souls, higher spirits. We are now in that association. We are walking and talking and moving with the great beings of light. We are ourselves light workers, masters of light, unfolding and ascending into the presence of God. We come as one, with an open heart, ready to receive and give, accepting all things. Unconditioned love. Unconditioned wisdom. Unconditioned truth. We don't put any preconditionings, no prejudices, no prejudgments on any person, place, or things. Everything is neutral till you see it one way or the other. Man creates his own darknesses and light. He chooses happiness or sadness, sickness or health, conscious or unconsciousness. Man has the choice. Awaken and let all humanity know the good news. God loves them. They have free will. They have a choice. God is always giving you this choice. When you give unconditioned love and truth and wisdom, you're giving it for the joy to give it. You don't tell somebody wisdom with another ulterior motive or direct them how to use the wisdom. Unconditioned means you give them the pureness of life. Then they can adapt it to their own life, to their own way of consciousness and thinking. Each one of us is just a little different than the other. Thank God we are all instant individual manifestations of God. God put us here in supernatural creation. We come working as a co-creator with God. We are now co-creating. We're here in recreation, in recreating, having joy and fun in life. We're with God and the creative powers flowing through us. We're creating new friendships, new expressions of our creative power, new abilities of confidence and strength and inner power within us as we stand with God, as we stand with all the master saints and holy beings, as we are ministered to by the great angelic powers of God pouring into your life. Oh, I've enjoyed this time with you so much. Every time you meditate, I feel in my spirit quickening and awakening. Every time you've called, the answer has been given. We've stood watching, watching over. I say we. I talk from the point of consciousness of all masters, saints, and holy beings, guiding you, guiding you, guiding you ever homeward, homeward to God's heart, to the life of the eternal existence. Living a free, full life here on earth, being a perfect mate, being a perfect brother or sister, being a perfect mother or father, being a perfect friend, being perfect in the life, seeking perfection in the grace of God. We come in the awareness of the here and now. There is no limit to time and space. We come as one with an open heart, ready to receive and give, accepting all things in unconditional love, truth, and wisdom, as a co-creator with God in the here and now. Present. Presence. We've been practicing the presence. Just because this course is ending, the exercises you begin now should not be ended. Now the real work begins upon the path. Now the real mastery quickens and deepens and expands as you masterfully take each principle that you have learned and masterfully apply it. The path to enlightenment, the chakras, the masters and higher kingdoms, the levels of mind, peace and calm, mastership, the mystical powers, the spiritual powers, all the 12 principles of consciousness, the self within, the teacher within, All these things, all of these tools are for your use. Use them until they become as natural as your breath, as natural as your breathing. Be conscious of the breath and stay within the presence here and now as you concentrate on the breath. And with an eye firmly on the God Self, keep your eye firmly on God within you, the God Self, the true Self, not the actions or the emotions or the mind, not the experiences or the creative power, but the enjoyer of all the fields. See, we call these fields of consciousness because we plant deeds and thoughts within these fields. And these come to fruitation, and then we must harvest that crop. Let's plant in our fields love and truth and wisdom. Let's have a new crop of peace upon the earth, a new expression. Not only do we ask for peace, but we want love flowing through all humanity. We want the wisdom open to every soul upon this planet. At this time, God's great power and wisdom is pouring out on all flesh, on every human being. Not just on the Christians, not just on the Buddhists, not just on the Hindus or the Muslims, not on the yogas, not on the Taoists, not on those that study Zen or different types of Buddhism, not just on one sect, not just on the ancient wisdoms and the ancient history of man in the glory of God of the past, but presently on every human being walking upon this planet. If you are but attuned to that light, wisdom will pour within you. Keep a firm eye on God within you. Never let your mind wander from that. And you are eternal. Be free. You are eternal. Be free. Walk with freedom. Freedom of your body, freedom in your emotions, freedom in your mind. Self-governed. Self-mastered. Self-discipline, with self-understanding, self-respect, and self-love. Know these powers of purpose and discrimination, of masterfully handling every situation. You are the final authority in your life. You have the choice. You always have the choice. If it is not happening where you're at, go where it's happening. You are not bound in any place. Only by your own attachments, only by your own fixations. Break fixations, be dehypnotized, open your consciousness, be masterfully one with God. Now, we've had a wonderful experience. 9 months have gone by, and we've studied strong. We've been good in God as we can be. We've attuned and worked with each principle as it's been given to us. We've been loyal and faithful to God in our meditations and in our prayers and in our realization of God. We are the love and the truth and the wisdom of God made manifest, the purity and perfection. We are one. We are one. Many a times when we had those troubles, when we felt that we couldn't come back to a class, when the pressures were on our mind to do something else, when finances may have been a problem, when the loved ones wasn't understanding all the things you were going through, when you felt alone at moments and then so full of joy other times, you've moved and swayed and wandered on the path until you've come to this point of the straight and narrow, direct to God. Now you have this direct connection. We will be with you not only in this dimension, but as you move into the eternal life, we will be with you, always with you, helping and guiding. Our elder brothers and sisters are helping us across the kingdom's threshold, showing us the way. We need but walk that way. Keep in tune with God. We love you. And we respect you. Now I'm going to read an address to you that we have read to every graduating student from the beginning of this class. From the Church of Revelation and Astrophysics School, the staff, the light focus operators, and the light presenters, we speak to you, the student, the one now graduating, no longer student, but master. Masters of love and truth and wisdom, we send you forth on the path of light, spiritual awareness, and God consciousness. We send you forth and we will travel with you all the days of your life in this dimension and beyond into the light of Christ, the ascended beings, and into the presence of God. Just as a piece of soft iron has been magnetized, when it is rubbed with a magnet, not a piece of silver or gold, you too have been rubbed with Christ consciousness, with God consciousness, with the consciousness of angels and masters, with a consciousness of supernatural and holy powers of God. You have been magnetized to the rainbow, the gold, white, as well as the crystal light of spirit and the pureness of God. You will, through your practice, continue to unfold and to be enlightened in the mysteries within and without. You have been attuned to your higher Christ Spirit and God's Self in love and in truth and in wisdom, in purity and perfection. Your robes of light will be seen by your brothers and sisters, the sons and daughters of God. Some will fall again, but from this point forward, they will see that they are the cause of all causes in their universe. Some will leave and live and expand in this newly realized God-conscious awareness. Some will be instruments for God to expand His work in this church, in this school, and here upon this planet Earth. Some will ascend into spirit and through dedication to the Christ and the Masters and the ever-expanding, unconditioned love, truth, and wisdom of God, reach Christ consciousness and God consciousness in a paramount expression, made manifest to the pure awareness within all as all. The teacher can be of immense help to those who have made themselves purified and made ready for further spiritual enlightenment and unfoldment. This is thus then entirely the responsibility of your inner and universal growth, and it rests with you, the seeker, and not upon the teacher. They are always great. They are always on. But we, owing to our own inadequacies, can be cheated of our deeper experiences with God. Remember, when God gives you a gift, the devil or the demonic forces or darkness is there to steal it away from you through your own shortcomings and weaknesses. Always stay super conscious and faithfully attuned to the Holy Spirit of God. The teacher can serve the students, the initiates, the disciples, the adepts, only by helping them to delve deeper and deeper into the sacred scriptures, the master's teachings, the ancient wisdom. There is nothing new, but everything is made fresh by the vivid words of the teacher. The spiritual teacher is not a person, but an institution of God's consciousness. The teachers, the practices, the scriptures are invaluable aids to our direction. Our knowledge of ourselves is extremely imperfect, and our knowledge of the oneness of God hopelessly poor. With all the limitations and inherited tendencies that it has, reason and understanding are still the great powers that man possesses. It is not, however, man's soul essence. Humans are not mere thinking machines or talking animals. They are something much more and beyond, with the immensely great and glorious power of God. Humans are the divine light of the creative power of God, divine intellect, in divine love, expressing here on earth in God, for God, as God. We will wake you again from your sleep. You have been awakened from a sleep, and now you are beginning to stir to your true nature as a son and daughter of God, the one without a second. Now in the continuing opening to God within, the awareness will come. Though our thoughts look as if they are tattooed on our minds, in fact, they are like the scum that covers the mind surface, which we are cutting through by maintaining our attunements to God and our practices. To doubt the spiritual or the next life is as ridiculous as can be. And you will be, as you respond here upon the earth now, when you ascend. If a person has created hell within themselves by wrong living, thinking, feeling, and acting, and they were to be put in heaven after transition called death, they would turn that heaven into hell. No temptation can gravitate to a person that does not have that in them. Unless that is in their heart, that which they are apt to respond to. The person who sows wrong thoughts, emotions, and deeds and prays to God to bless them is in the same position as a farmer who has sown wheat or has sown weeds and expects to have golden wheat. Therefore, while on this earth, a person must find out the heaven within by removing their attachments to the world of objects, the sensations, the emotions, the thoughts, and ardently turning towards the inner voice of God, which is beyond the veil of your inherited tendencies. Inherited tendencies, conditioned reactions, habit patterns, defensive reactions are nothing but the footprints left behind by wrong and erroneous thoughts, actions, and emotions. Change the direction of your mental body, and you change the direction of your consciousness, and take full dominion as a master. Those that overcome the five elements, the senses, the sensations, the mind, the intellect, the ego, and the world of appearances, shall see God. They shall reach God. They shall be one with God. The person who makes the honest effort to understand this through study, reflection, and discussion of the teachings begins to meditate upon God and the God Self and is enabled to discover the reality. They will overcome and realize God. There is no rest or happiness, no freedom from fear, doubt, or change without the realization of the ultimate reality, God as love and truth and wisdom. Realize that knowledge by reverential submission, by earnest inquiry, and by service, the enlightened ones who have seen the truth will instruct you in the way. They will give you their knowledge. Saints, sages, and God-men and women of all times and places have universally acknowledged the true purpose of human life is the search for God, the unfolding of the knowledge of God through love and wisdom and truth, and to attain thereby the state of great grace of God, the great grace of God and the absolute blessedness of God here and now. The bondage or suffering of humans is ultimately due to ignorance, and therefore knowledge of God as one is the only way to attain freedom and liberated bliss. But who can attain this knowledge? Not the non-human species, such as animals, plants, or minerals. They cannot seek consciously for this knowledge. They cannot seek and realize this knowledge. This is precisely the reason why humans are regarded as the crown of creation. Since the short span of human life is the only opportunity to realize this knowledge and to attain final rest and release and ascension from death, disease, and suffering, thus realize knowledge. The realization of knowledge, however, is as difficult as it is important. In the course of the repeated rounds on Earth, since time immortal, the humans have become so deeply immersed in ignorance that they can hardly be aware of the fact that they are ignorant and spiritually asleep, some almost spiritually dead, asleep to the greater reality of God. They mistakenly regard their states of ignorance as a normal state and hardly lend ear to the words of love and truth and wisdom and God's scriptures. Some are spiritually deaf and blind. Some are in the state of a deep, deep sleep. Some are almost dead spiritually and are alive only to the transitory things and their worldly needs. They therefore need some kindly and gracious teacher of God to infuse love and wisdom and power to shake them free from their ignorance, to awaken them to the oneness of God. From our very infancy, we have been continuously learning various things from our parents, from our teachers, from society, our friends, from our race, from our country, from the world at large. In the case of spiritual wisdom, love, and truth, it is even more necessary to have a qualified guide, because spirituality is the subtlest and most difficult of disciplines. There are many more difficult and subtle obstacles and temptations on the internal path of consciousness and spirituality than in the external path of the world. Therefore, we cannot travel the path of spirituality without a helping hand of an experienced and qualified guide. In order to be a successful doctor or engineer, one will have to also undergo a practical training under the supervision of an experienced expert. Spirituality is highly scientific and practical in discipline, and one cannot be an adept or master by merely relying on hearsay or books. The practical guidance of any spiritual teacher is a must in this spiritual discipline, without which one is likely to be lost on the path. If teachers were not necessary, there would have been no need for God to send God-men, God-women, saints, sages, or holy beings, or Christ to this earth. So it is extremely important to have a perfect teacher, for an imperfect teacher can be a hindrance to the holy aspirant, can be more harmful than helpful. The Bible, the Gita, and other world religious works therefore emphasize a special quality of a spiritual teacher, that they must be a seer of love and truth and wisdom and in the oneness of God. In other words, what is needed for the true seeker is the study of the Master's teachings and to search for the perfect living master. One has to be extremely careful in seeking for a master. Therefore, there is no cause for despair, though, or no disappointment. If there is sufficient earnestness on your part, if you are truly seeking with an open heart, if there's sufficient earnestness and spiritual longing on the part of the seeker, They are sure to find the perfect master, the perfect spiritual teacher. The true spiritual master is equally eager, if not more, to impart their love and wisdom and truth to the disciples who are ready for it. The seeker, owing to their ignorance, are groping in the dark. But the masters who are enlightened are watching with the clearest vision as to who is sincerely seeking for them and the spiritual teachings and knowledge. Notice we are saying men, for no one being is the totality of the one God save God. This inference to men referred to all such teachers, regardless of their class or clan, place or time, who have direct vision of God, of the love and the truth and wisdom of God. The names and the forms may be different. Naturally, what they teach in essence is the same. Therefore, it does not matter as they are perfect masters or embodiments of love, truth, and wisdom, and they will lead you. After obtaining and accepting a spiritual teacher, your real journey of spirituality begins. God says, I hold the knower verily within myself, for having their soul united firmly with me, they are firmly established in me. The ultimate goal. By the ignorance of men and women, the spirit moves unseen, unknown, and unfelt. Some are also ignorant of God when he manifests himself in human form so that he may be easily accessible to mankind. This is the primary purpose of the sons and daughters of God incarnating, the saints, the prophets, the spiritual teachers and healers and masters, and Christ coming to this earth. But the ignorant mankind still tends to ignore such God people. Some humans are again deluded because of human form. It is therefore essential that after discovering a true saint, teacher, or master, one must accord him or her the same treatment as is due to God. It is the way whereby spiritual love, truth, and wisdom can be transforming and transfiguring from these great God beings. Reverential submission is the first for the seeker to consider. Once recognizing the true teacher and having satisfied themselves as to the competency of that teacher, they must then completely surrender themselves to the will of that teacher and take refuge in the teacher's love. This is not a blind surrender to an external authority. It is a wise commitment to put oneself under such direction. The guide will lead the seeker to the unfoldment of love, truth, and wisdom within, to the clarity to see the God self. It is foolish to plunge oneself into an ocean with vain, egotistic feelings that one will be able to fight the mighty waves and overcome the hazards of it without any training or guidance from an experienced swimmer. One must remove their ego foolhardiness and replace it with full confidence in the God, man, or woman. This is their sole purpose, to save us. This is known as seeking shelter in the love, the truth, and the wisdom, and the spiritual power of the Master. It is extremely difficult to do so. Great bearing of the superficial self must be removed with the help and guidance of a spiritual teacher. The inner spark of divinity cannot blaze forth and assume its full brilliance without proper instruction. Earnest inquiry is the second consideration. The treasures of spiritual love and truth and wisdom, the spiritual gifts, do not open to us all at once. As this truth and this wisdom and this love and the spiritual gifts and powers are gradually unfolded by the experienced spiritual masters in the course of spiritual training, the seekers get rid of their problems and puzzlements. Intellect has to be satisfied first by intellect before it can be transcend and accumulate within the spiritual wisdom. This is the true purpose of earnest intellectual inquiry. The value of earnest inquiry cannot be overemphasized. One is always influenced by the company that one keeps. Just as perfume of a flower imparts its sweet fragrance to everything which is in its vicinity, so also the radiant currents of love and wisdom and power of an enlightened, freed being freely flows into those that seek their company. But in order to take full advantage of such company, one must approach those with wisdom and truth and love and listen to their discourses with an open heart and quiet mind. In order that a vessel may collect the water of the rain shower, one must keep it in the proper position and remove the cover from its top. For if the vessel is full or capped, it will remain the same even in the heaviest downpour. The company of masters, saints, and holy beings is an extraordinary workshop where the mind is so cleansed of its impurities that it is made worthy of meeting God and receiving love, truth, and wisdom and spiritual power. Therefore, those who are seeking enlightenment on the spiritual path must seek the company of the masters, the saints, the sages, and the sons and daughters of God. Seek the company of the enlightened ones. Service is the final charge to all. Through the giving of service, the flow of prosperity and the abundance of all good things will fill your life. Pride and egotism must be replaced by humility and submission to God, to God's will. The view that those who are humble will rise to heights and those who submit to service will ultimately be worthy of being served. Pride begotten of ignorance is one of the greatest enemies of mankind. And this is removed by the company of wise men and women, saints and masters, by gradually making us aware of our defects and blemishes. They produce in us a sense of humility. Through service, humility. With the deepening of spiritual awareness, one becomes increasingly aware of their true nature as God expressing, and in utter humility dedicate themselves all to the Master and God, and attune their souls to that. Thus, their dedication or service is of four kinds. Service with wealth, service with the body, service with the mind, service with the soul. The dedication of everything, including your whole being, does not, however, mean that the seeker of spiritual freedom has to abandon their wealth and way of life. What is really required is the freedom of detachment from everything that is worldly, such as wealth, body, and objects, and the mind, and a willingness to dedicate all in the service of God. Do all for God. One must pour the body, the mind, the soul, and the spirit, and merge it all into the supreme divinity indwelling in us all. In other words, self-absorption. Until you are self aware of self. And this is the highest service, which is sure to keep you as you come into the realization of the highest love, wisdom, and truth. The first three kinds of service are meant to detach you from the worldly entanglements of wealth and objects, body and mind. And the last service of the soul is meant to attach you to God, to bind you back to God, to serve God. They are indeed blessed who lend ears, mind, and hearts to these universal teachings of God, and realize the great value of this most precious and rare gift of human life. Always strive to fulfill its purpose by attaining the spiritual love and wisdom and power. I am with you in soul and spirit always, in the blessings of light, the meditation on the rainbow bridge, the rules of mind, the cosmic laws, color awareness, the path to enlightenment, interdimensional states of awareness, the witness states of consciousness, intuition, clairaudio, clairvoyance, superconsciousness, subtle, subtler, and subtlest bodies, positive acts, positive emotions, positive speaking, positive knowing, self-mastery, self-realization, self-discipline, self-respect, self-love and self-understanding, self-awareness and self-consciousness, astral and light body travel, visualized prayer, healing grace, individual unity, Christ, Master, and God consciousness. All of these areas of consciousness has been related to you, and now stand within the jewel of your heart, that diamond in the lotus, Om Padme Hum. God is manifesting as a crystal in the lotus flower of my heart. Praise God. Love God. Be with God. Now let us say this final prayer together. But before we pray, I want to say something to you. With all my heart and all my soul, I thank you. Dear God, the one in whom we all live and move and have our being, one parent of us all, Almighty God, through Christ, Holy and Precious Spirit, through the powers of all saints and masters and holy beings from the beginning of time to the present, by the power of thy great angelic host and cosmic beingness, and through the grace and power and gifts of thy great and holy spirit, we now put into your hands these souls, tempered with love and truth and wisdom, purity and perfection. We felt their hearts longing for your presence, dear God. Thank you. We praise you. And we love you, God, for your glory and your light made manifest this day. Let each one here be guided by thy grace and loving kindness. Let them walk all of their days of their life in you. With all our heart, with all our soul, and with great love and respect, we thank these great beings that have set here before us. Let them see their mastery and sainthood in you. We thank you for thy presence, dear God. Ever sustained in thy holy presence, we pray. Amen and amen. Blessings of light.